What up, y'all? So yesterday I got a ton of dental work done and I feel great. I feel amazing. I saved thousands of dollars and no, I'm not exaggerating. Whew. But I had to go to Nogales, Sonora, Mexico, of course. And that's fine. It's safe. It's clean. They're all certified. I promise you, it's the same damn things you get done there over here. Just a lot cheaper. The cheapest quote that I got here in the States for the work that I needed done was $3,200. I got the same procedures done in Mexico yesterday for $680. Woo! So I feel great right now. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about something that I seen yesterday. It was interesting in a weird way, but also very, very upsetting. Just fucking sad, man. Ugh. See, I don't know if you've ever been to Mexico before for anything, but this is how it works. You can take your car down there. I don't like to do that, though, because once you cross the border, it's a long line to get across. And plus, once you're over, you don't know where to park. Parking's kind of weird. You don't know if this place is safe, that place is safe. Should I park here? Did I park too close to that? Blah, 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 blah. You know? So what I do is, just like what a lot of other people do, is we go as close as we can to the border, then park at some establishment, pay a fee, they watch the car all day, we walk over, then when we're done, we walk right back over to home. These establishments could be McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Circle K, you know, big names. There's also some other parking lots dedicated to just parking. Those places are cool, but they're just a little bit more. But to be honest, I've never had a problem parking at a McDonald's. So anyway, so I park my car and I walk over. Walking over to Mexico is very fast. It literally takes 5 minutes. But getting back is a little different. Of course it is, right? So you're either going to wait 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Worst case scenario. The way that it works with the Customs Border Patrol is they let people in about 20 people at a time. They screen them and then they let them into America. North America, of course, right? Of course, with my luck, there's always that one fucking person ahead of me that's holding up the line because he or she forgot their ID or something's not clear or there's a problem. Anyway, but then there's another line next to the line that we're in, you know, just to breeze on through. The line next to us is literally people and families waiting for an interview to become citizens, or waiting for an interview in hopes that they get the permission to come to North America until they figure out what they can do. They're refugees, like literally they're fucking refugees. A lot of them are escaping gang violence and corruption from Guatemala, fucking El Salvador, Brazil, you know, all kinds of different places. It was the saddest shit, man, because here I am in line complaining about waiting a couple hours when these people are waiting days and days and days just for an interview. I'm not exaggerating. They can't get up and use the bathroom because they'll lose their spot. They can't get up and go get food or anything because they'll lose their spot. They literally depend on donations from people like myself that were in line walking by. I did see a couple custom agents, though, drop him off some water that he paid for out of his own pocket. The U.S. ain't paying for that. Mexico ain't paying for that either. And these people, they ain't got no money. All they got is just the clothes on their back and the kids that they're with. It's fucked up, man. And this line is literally no more than 5, maybe 8 feet away from you. So you're just right there. You see them, and you walk past them, and you go to your car, and then you drive to your happy home. So it just bothered me today a little bit. You know, I was just thinking about them all day, like, damn, here I am. I'm in Tucson, by the way, but I'm in the States. You're in the States. I don't know where you're at exactly, but I'm just somewhere better, you know? But anyway, make sure you appreciate every day. Make sure you appreciate just life in general and be happy that you're not going through some bullshit that they're going through. But at the same time, feel for them, man. Feel it. Anyway, stay blessed. Much love. Peace.